I'm Carl Sabatino.
And I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino Hurt here on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. And Roland, with all of that, as we get started, let's see what this broadcast
brings. You know what? There's a lot to talk about today.
Yes, there is.
And I don't know if you... Did you get the list of the A to Z, or do you just want to do it at random today?
Let's do it at random.
Okay.
It's more fun.
How was your trip to California?
It was extraordinary.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Well, thank you, by the way, let me thank Alan Marcus for sitting in my stead the last week. As I called from sunny California, the weather was fabulous. I just enjoyed... It was one of those productive trips, a little bit too short. Weather was fabulous. I enjoyed. But one thing I did do very quickly, I went into the L.A. metro system. Okay?
That's their subway.
And I found, I began thinking of Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence. Words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and in the tenement halls. And I found a little poster, and I wanted to give you just very quickly four things that I found on the poster that had been taken down, putting back up. You can see they've kind of discarded this thing. I found it in a corner.
Do I need to take notes here?
No. This is really interesting.
Is there going to be a test later?
No test later. The first one was, I'm going to retire and live off my savings. Not sure what I'll do the second week. I love it.
Okay, that's good.
The second one written and then scrolled out and rewritten again. Even duct tape can't fix stupid. But it can muffle the sound. You only find this stuff in Los Angeles. I've got two more. Of course, I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice. And finally, if God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them on my knees.
Those are pretty
They're
good
funny.
Ones. You
and
know?
I'm standing there laughing, and a gentleman comes over and taps me on the shoulder. He says, you got to be from the East someplace. I said, I'm from New York. He said, that answers it. I said, I've seen this poster here now for a couple of years. They've put it up, and of course, the metro system keeps taking it down.
Yeah.
And whoever it is keeps putting it back up again. I just think that's just funny.
What's that first one again?
The first one was, I'm going to retire and live off my savings. Not sure what I'll do the second week.
Oh, isn't that terrific? That's like somebody having a tip jar saying my retirement fund on it, you know.
I just thought it was great. I loved it. And you only find those things, in my opinion, with the kind of everyone just seemed to be working at a step and a half, not two steps. That's Los Angeles.
Now, did you find the pace a little slower out in the left coast?
Slower than I remember it, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
Much slower. They seem to be in stride out there. The economy has turned around. Everybody's working. I mean, Los Angeles is a booming city.
So they like Jerry Brown then as the
governor. Oh, they are just delighted. Yeah. They are really working. The entertainment business, the business that you are in, the news business, the motion picture business is absolutely booming. And the high-tech business, extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. They've opened up 17 new corporations of middle size in the last 19 months. And that's big business.
That's very good. That's very good.
That's extraordinary, as I'm concerned.
Well, that plus the weather.
Yes.
And the slower pace. I don't think it's really a slower pace. I think it's just, as you say, they're in stride rather than frenetic.
But the big concern out there is the weather. It's dry.
Yeah.
There's some
issue.
The lower valley reservoir is absolutely empty. And it has to get filled, otherwise they won't have any water for the springtime.
Yeah, it used to be those canals would flow all the time.
Yes. Well, maybe we should do a show from Los Angeles. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay? Is that an idea?
Yes. You're paying for it, though.
Call 17-0 with Roland Smith. We're back. Please do stay with us.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Use used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. It's not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. You stick your head down in there and say, oh, that's what the problem is. I don't have to take off a million covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing this winter?
Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
You don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. As we gear up for colder weather, here are some money-saving green tips. Did you know that our daily heating, lighting, and air conditioning results in a full third of our individual carbon footprint while needlessly draining our wallets in the process? The old idea of changing windows for winter actually costs more in hardware than it saves. But changing to a programmable thermostat is a whole lot cheaper in the long run, along with raising our thermostats by simply 3 degrees. We can wash our clothes in cold water. That costs nothing and saves money. Turning our water heaters down to 120 degrees saves money, too. And air drying clothes in the summer is free, and it saves money. Turning off unneeded lights, of course, is free, and it saves money. And just doing that will save $250 a year. From the Greeniverse,
think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.